Some cities tear down their older buildings to make way for new construction. In Chattanooga, many of our buildings are recycled and repurposed. Saving old buildings and architecture is the mission of one area nonprofit, Cornerstones. Today I visit with the executive director to discuss the organization and their annual celebration, Wine Over Water. Walk through any city and look around you. The buildings and bridges define the community in many ways. If you stroll down by the river in Chattanooga, you see the gleaming glass peaks of the aquarium, embracing a modern architectural look. Moving north along the riverfront, you see modern walkways weaving through the river park leading up toward the Walnut Street Bridge. This bridge should have been demolished years ago when it was no longer open for traffic, but Chattanooga saved this engineering artifact, and now it is one of the longest pedestrian bridges in the world. The people who worked so hard to save this bridge eventually formed an organization that would look toward preserving other historical parts of Chattanooga. The current executive director of Cornerstones is Ann Gray.
Cornerstones has been around since 1994. We are the only nonprofit historic preservation organization in Chattanooga, and our mission is to save the architectural history of the city. Wine Over Water was an event that we came up with as our annual fundraising event to allow us to accomplish that mission.
Over the span of several years, Cornerstones has worked to help save several local buildings.
One of the first buildings we were involved with was the St. John's Hotel and Restaurant, formerly the Ellis Hotel. That was really one of the things that brought us together as a group. And of course, I can't forget the Walnut Street Bridge was very instrumental in putting this organization together. One of the most recent ones is the Terminal Brew House, formerly the Stong Building in the Southside District.
Cornerstones is not a funder or a contractor. In the pursuit of preservation, the organization works with the community to keep the best of our past intact.
We work a lot with community partnerships. We are not that large of an organization that we can fund these projects, but we work very closely with the property owners. If there is a community opportunity to partner with someone, we will do that. We will help with historic tax credits when applicable, but our goal always is to save these buildings and put them back into use for today's purposes. So they're always going to be renovated, reused, recycled. That's what we support.
The annual fundraising event that helps keep Cornerstones going strong is also one of Chattanooga's premier events. The Walnut Street Bridge provides the perfect location to celebrate architectural preservation. Amanda Carmichael has details.
Wine Over Water is a fun event on the Walnut Street Bridge where patrons can swirl and sniff and sip around 200 different kinds of wines, and all of the proceeds go to Cornerstones. If you haven't been to Wine Over Water before, you will love it. It is pretty much the same and has been the same for the past 15 years, but it's always a great experience, and you'll be able to experience something different, discover a new wine, meet new friends. Just this week, I was hearing stories about people's favorite memories from Wine Over Water, and there have been couples who've gotten proposed to and or gotten engaged on the bridge and who heard that they loved each other for the first time, and all sorts of different fun memories like that. So aside from just those special memories that you can make on your own, you're going to be able to really get a good education about the wines on the bridge. We've got over 200 volunteers who are pouring and telling each person about the wine that they are about to taste. You will get to learn about these different wines, and then you'll also be able to pair these wines with food. We've got several different restaurants, all local downtown Chattanooga restaurants, who will be on the bridge, and they will sell food that will pair nicely with all the different wines that are on the bridge as well.
What festival would be complete without music?
There's going to be five different local bands. We've got some great Chattanooga bands that will be playing their music on the bridge. So you'll get to experience food and wine and music all on the bridge and your own special memories as well.
The ambiance is as much a part of Wine Over Water as the libations.
I think part of what makes it interesting to be on the bridge and to do Wine Over Water is the fact that it's an outside venue. We have been doing this for so long. We get a lot of folks that make this a destination event, but they call and say, we love Chattanooga because it's outdoors. You're over the Tennessee River. You overlook the skyline of Chattanooga. You see how it's changed over the years. We were one of the first organizations that did an event on the riverfront way before there was the waterfront. And we know that that's our historic roots, of course, and we just think that's the place to be. But we have seen it changed and grow into this wonderful city, and that's what you see when you're on the bridge listening to music drinking wine, tasting food is the ambiance of the location.
Wine Over Water is this Saturday, October 2nd, from 5 to 8 p.m., come rain or shine.
Tickets are available online right now. You can go to wineoverwater.org to purchase the tickets. And if there are any left over, and there usually are a few left over, so if you want to wait till the last minute and get them on the bridge, they will be available then, but they will cost more on the bridge. So it's best to get them online before. You can also purchase the tickets at two different restaurants, 212 Market and the Acropolis. You do have to be 21 or over to attend this event.
Non-alcoholic beverages will also be available. Be sure to bring a designated driver with your group as you enjoy the food, wine, and music. You can find a list of sponsors, restaurants, and musicians by following the links on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.